Blog Talk Radio.
You're chosen, and even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. My blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't quit the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Think of all the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to stay great. And tell me over and over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. No, no, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
That's right, shipmates, we are on the eve of destruction. You don't believe me? Just wait till I get going. Just wait till I get going on what I have to talk about tonight. Now, I don't know what the hell's going on with this Blog Talk Radio, Skype. I don't know what the hell's going on with this program. Good God almighty, man. Somebody needs to figure this crap out, because I'm getting sick and tired of having to deal with this nonsense. And I was listening to my first mate, Kel Fritzy, earlier. She was having problems with it. Now I'm having problems with it. Everything is destructive. This whole crazy world is destroying right in front of us. And what are we doing about it? Well, nothing. We're voting for more of it. We still have 905 days, 4 hours, 55 minutes, and 38 seconds left of this godforsaken Obama nightmare. And then we got to get to work. We got a lot of cleaning up to do. And I mean a lot. But until then, we must, and I do mean must, remain dedicated into the fight and the preservation of freedom regardless of that cost. I don't care how much it costs. Freedom ain't cheap. But we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. You want to be a part of the program tonight? Don't be shy. 646-716-7978. Or you can join the captain's chat room. Well, you know it as well as I do. As long as there's one liberal on planet Earth, it's a very, very, very busy news day. Well, let me tell you something, shipmates. Today is absolutely no exception. Good God almighty, what I have to talk about tonight. I think I'm going to lose it tonight. I had to drink a couple of beers. Actually, I drank three beers before I came on. I had to calm down. I literally could not believe what I have to talk about tonight. I knew it. If I didn't go get a couple of beers in me, I was going to lose it. I may end up losing it anyway. Well, there's lots and lots and lots of very evil people out there that are just desperate to take away your freedom. There's one way to combat that, and let's lift our jib and get this freedom ship underway. And nothing works today. Oh, this is great. Oh, this is great. My whole control board, nothing works on this thing tonight. Oh, this is wonderful. Boy, we're going to have a great show tonight, I can tell you that. Good God. Does anything work in this world anymore? Now it goes. Now it goes. Unbelievable. Well, I do have a couple of clips I'd like to play tonight. Does anything work on this world anymore? Anything? This is ridiculous. All right, before we get into the scuttlebutt of the day, I must remind you, and I'm not going to stop talking about this kid until he's home. Isaiah Ryder, 16-year-old boy, kidnapped by the DCF, just like what they did with Justina Pelletier. Well, there was a rally Monday, August 7th. 9:30 a.m. at the Juvenile Center, 1100 South Hamilton in Chicago, Illinois. Now, if you can't make that rally, start one of your own in your own community. Pretty easy to do. You call up your friends. Say, hey, let's go make some signs. Let's go be little rabble-rousers. That's the only way we're going to get this kid home. That's the only way we got Justina Pelletier home. We rabble-roused. Well, we're going to have to do it again. And it's okay. Because as soon as we get this kid home, we're going to have to do it again. And again, and again, and again. They are asking for, instead of stuffed animals like they did with Justina, they are asking for hats, baseball caps. If you can't make it to Chicago, and you still want to send them a hat, here's what you do. Send it to Team Isaiah, 901-294, Kansas City, Missouri, 64190. Now, I'm going to put this in the chat room here so you can look it up later. All right, let's see if the chat room works tonight. Doubt it. Well, there it goes. It works. There you will find, there's also another one. Let's put this one up here. Team Isaiah. She just had to quit her job. A nurse of 16 years. 16 years, this woman was a nurse. She had to quit her job just to take care of her son. Do everything she can to get her son home. Well, she needs money. She cannot afford to be traveling back and forth from Missouri to Chicago. They're from Missouri. And she took her kid all over the country looking for the best medical attention that they could find. This kid suffers from a very, very painful disease. It's called neurofibromatosis. It grows tumors on your nerves. And these people have the audacity to tell this kid, a 16-year-old kid, who already had to have part of his leg amputated, that this was all in his head. He was making this up. Really? Really? This kid is making up all these tumors that are growing on his nerves? He's making up the fact that he had to have part of his leg amputated? This is all in his head? Well, this is what these people do. They prey. They prey on the children. Why? Well, because they want more money. The more people they can put into the DCF, the more people they can put into these foster cares, the more money they make. They don't look at these children and these teenagers as human beings. They look at them as dollar signs. This is beyond sick and twisted. Way beyond sick and twisted. This is what the Nazis did. We're not that way. We're Americans. We do not do that. We don't even do it to adults. We don't do that to our prisoners. We certainly don't do that to those in Guantanamo Bay. The Guantanamo Bay prisoners, what's left of them, because Obama's gotten rid of most of them, put them back on the battlefield so they can kill more Americans. They got more rights than we do. We were born and raised here. They got to have special meals and all these times to pray, and they got to have this and they got to have that. Well, if you're a Christian, you can't pray. Being a Christian in this world, boy, I'm telling you, that's something really bad. We got to get rid of them Christians, and I'm not even a Christian. I don't care what your religion is. You can believe whatever the hell you want. It's not your religion that's the problem. It's you that is the problem. What you do with that religion is the problem. That's the problem. It's the individuals. The Christians now, they don't have any rights. Wait till I get to the story tonight. If I can ever shut up long enough, we'll get to it. You're not going to believe what our own military is now doing to the Christians. Wait till I get to it. But if you can find a way. Now, I don't have, really, $5 to my name. I really don't. I'm poor as hell. But I wrote out a check today to Michelle Ryder for $5. Michelle is this kid's mother, Isaiah's mother. And I had her on last week, last Friday. And if you have not heard this interview, you don't know anything about this woman. You don't know anything about this story, about this kid. I want you to go into archives, and I want you to listen to that interview. I want you to listen to this woman. Hear her story. This is from her. It was an all-exclusive interview that I had with her. You have got to hear this story of what this woman is going through. My God in heaven, it'll break your heart. And I'm far from a softie, but stuff like that breaks my heart. Literally breaks my heart. Well, I don't have $5 to give her, but I'm going to give her $5 because she deserves $5. And I'm my thought process, and I'm going to put this check. I got it right in my hands, right here. You can hear it. I'm going to put this in the mail tomorrow. How I look at it is, hey, I can afford not to eat for one day, but this woman cannot afford to be without her son for one more day. So I'm hoping that this $5 that I'm going to give her could be just that 1 gallon of gas that she needs to get her to the hospital to see her son. You ever run out of gas before? We all run out of gas. Come on. When you're a teenager, you put $2 in your gas tank, you think you run forever, and you always run out of gas. And you're always thinking to yourself, man, if I could just have one more gallon of gas, and I could get home. Well, I'm hoping that this $5 that I'm going to send her is just enough to get her to see her son. This is an outrage what they are doing. Criminal. These are crimes against humanity of what they are doing to these kids. And they're not just taking them and putting them in these DCF, whatever they call them, foster homes. I wouldn't call them a foster home. I'd call it a prison, but that's me. They're not only putting them in these foster homes so they can get more money, because if they don't have enough kids in these foster homes, well, they don't get enough money. They don't have enough money. Well, they can't buy that boat. They can't buy that new car. They can't put in that new swimming pool. They can't go on that vacation. So they need that money. These kids are not human beings to them. They are dollar signs. Well, not only are they kidnapping these kids for money, but they're using them as lab rats. Yeah, that's right. They're performing medical experiments on them, and there's nothing the parents can do. The parents are not allowed to find out what kind of treatment that they are giving their children. Can you imagine that? Imagine you're not allowed, you as a parent, are not allowed to know what kind of medical treatment that your child is receiving. How do you think that would make you feel? A little angry? A little frustrated? A little confused? A little pissed off? Well, yeah, and rightly so. Well, they're not only doing it to Justina Pelletier and to Isaiah Ryder. There are literally tens of thousands of kids that they have in their care that they're doing this to. And a lot of the parents, they have basically tortured the parents and told them, you open up your mouth, you say one word, you'll never see your kid again. So these parents have to keep quiet. Well, Michelle is not afraid. And good for you, Michelle Ryder. Good for you. Good for you, Lou Pelletier. These are people that are not afraid to stand up to these bullies, and that's exactly what they are. They're bullies. They are bullies. And there's only one way to stop a bully, and that's to rise up and punch a son of a bitch in the nose. I'm not saying that. I'm not meaning that literally. I'm meaning that figuratively. Even though these bastards do deserve a literal punch in the friggin' nose. A few of them. You don't do that to kids. You don't do that to people. We don't do that in this country. We're better than that. Now, you hang in there, Isaiah. You understand me? You are strong. They are weak. Only the weak and the cowards would even think about doing something to what they're doing to you. They are the weak. You are the strong. I know it's tough, kid. I know it's tough. But you hang in there. We're going to get you home. I promise you, we got Justina home, and we're going to get you home. So you hang tough. All right, let's get into the scuttlebutt of the day here. Good God almighty, I swear to you, I'm going to lose it tonight. I'm going to lose it. I don't even know where to begin with what's going on in the Middle East right now. I don't even know where to begin. And it's not just what's going on in the Middle East. It's what's going on all over the world. Europe? I mean, Europe, did you not learn your lessons of what happened in the 30s? Did you not learn your lesson? Do you want to repeat the same thing that happened in the 1930s? Is that what you want to do? Well, I guess that old phrase that those that are ignorant of history are destined to repeat it, that couldn't be any more of a true statement than what is going on right now and what's going on in America. Now, I've got friends on Facebook that I went to grade school, junior high, and high school with, and even a couple of years in college with. I cannot believe the posts that they are posting. I cannot believe this overwhelming support for Hamas. Hamas? Calling Israel the terrorist organization? Israel? Israel is a terrorist organization now. Wow. Unbelievable. And these are people that I've known damn near my whole life. I just cannot believe this stuff is sick. How people can possibly support Hamas? I mean, do people not understand who Hamas is? Hamas is a terrorist organization. They chop people's heads off because they're not like them. These are not nice people. These are not people that you want to support. And we're getting our own government attacking Israel. Our own government? I mean, it's bad enough our own citizens, which at least half of our own citizens are idiots anyway. But, I mean, this no, we do not support a terrorist organization such as Hamas. And John Kerry, stay at home, please. You're embarrassing the entire country. Stay at home. You've got no business going over to Israel and telling them anything. Who the hell are you? Shut up. Well, the Obama administration has pushed back strongly of the Israeli criticism over Secretary of State John Kerry. Well, John Kerry deserves criticism. I don't know where this man's head is, but I'm pretty sure it's somewhere near his derriere. I'm just going to go ahead and throw that against a wall and see if it sticks. Look at it. Sticks. They were accusing some in Israel of launching. Now, get this now. Obama administration, the Obama administration is accusing some in Israel of launching a misinformation campaign. Let me say that again, in case you just dropped your drink and fell off your frickin' chair and broke your neck. The Obama administration is accusing some in Israel of launching a misinformation campaign. What, like you can keep your doctor? Benghazi was over a video? There's not a smidgen of evidence that there was any corruption in the IRS? We've got shovel-ready jobs? Is that what you mean by a misinformation campaign? Is that what you mean, Mr. Obama? Or is it Satoru? See, we don't know. See, we've got the most transparent administration in American political history, but we don't even know our president's name. What is your name, Mr. Obama? Mr. Satoru? Or is it Smucatelli? Maybe it's Smoke Clovage. What is it? We don't know. I don't even think he knows. It's simply not the way partners and allies treat each other, said Jen Psaki. Really, sweetheart? Really? Oh, you're talking about yourself. You're talking about the Obama administration. Oh, no, she's not. She's talking about Israel. Really? National Security Advisor Susan Rice. We all know who Susan Rice is.
Oh, it was definitely a video. Yep. It was a video.
No, it wasn't a video. Well, she said the U.S. was dismayed by mischaracterizations of Kerry's efforts. Really? Dismayed? Well, I'm dismayed of your efforts, your mischaracterizations of what happened in Benghazi, Miss Susan Rice. Israeli media reports have now cast John Kerry as seeking a ceasefire that is more favorable to Hamas and being dismissive of key Israeli concerns. Well, of course. Don't you know, Israel, you're the terrorist organization. Hamas, they're nice guys. They're just a little misunderstood. Really? Thousands of rockets going into Israel every week. Mischaracterizations. What the hell? Here's what you do, John Kerry. You want to go over to Israel? Here's what you do. You go right up to Mr. Netanyahu. You say, Mr. Netanyahu, what do you need? What do you need to wipe these sons of bitches out? Huh? You need guns? You need a couple airplanes? How about a helicopter? What do you need? You need some troops? What do you need to wipe these bastards out? What do you need, Mr. Netanyahu? But no, he's demanding. They are demanding. And I've got another story in here. A conversation of Mr. Obama and Mr. Netanyahu. Wait till I get to that. You do not tell Israel. And in the same vein, they're always saying, well, we support Israel for defending themselves. But yet, they're demanding that Israel not defend themselves. I don't understand this. It doesn't make any sense to me. How come you're not talking to Hamas there, Mr. John Kerry, and telling them, ordering them, demanding them to stop shooting rockets into Israel every day, putting the Palestinian children directly into the line of fire so they die so you can just blame Israel for it and make them look bad? Only a coward does that. Only a coward takes a child and families and put them in directly into the line of fire so they will die. That's a coward. Those are cowards. And John Kerry, you have the audacity to go to Israel and demand that they cease fire? And in the same breath, say you support Israel, has the right to defend themselves? I mean, what the hell are you talking about, sir? What the hell is the matter with you? What is wrong with our government? And why are the American people allowing this to happen? And John Boehner, could you frickin' wake up, please? I've had enough of you. You're a bum. I got nothing nice to say about you. I used to. I used to have a lot of nice things to say about you, but I can't say anything nice about you anymore. You want me to say something nice to you? You've got to deserve it. You've got to earn it. Do you not? Are you not paying attention, Mr. Boehner? You have any idea what the hell's going on in the world? Any idea? You certainly don't have any idea what's going on in this country. We know that. You want to fart around with a stupid lawsuit that's going to go nowhere? A lawsuit? What's a lawsuit? What does that mean? And even if you do win, you really think the president's going to start following the Constitution because of this lawsuit? We don't need a lawsuit. We have the Constitution, and the man is not following it. And it is your, not only your right, Mr. Boehner, it is your obligation, it is your duty, it is your responsibility as a Speaker of the House to impeach this man. And I hate talking about impeachment. I don't like that talk. I did not support the impeachment with Bill Clinton. I would have supported a real impeachment of Bill Clinton, but staying in a blue dress, to me that was weak. That was pathetic. It did make the Republicans look bad. That was ridiculous. That was just absolutely ridiculous. But this is not ridiculous. This man not only committed treason, but he deserted his post. What do I mean by treason? Well, he was facilitating weapons, heavy weaponry, into the hands of Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is our enemy. That's who we're fighting. And then when they tried to get him back for whatever reason, I guess they didn't want the international community to find out that the United States was facilitating weapons into the hands of a terrorist organization. Al-Qaeda went ahead and attacked us. But before that, we got rid of our security because we wanted the Libyan people to know that we trusted them. So we won't have any guns out there protecting the embassy. We're going to remove all the sandbags, remove all the Marines, and we'll hire a Libyan security company to secure our compound. No, we don't hire anybody but our own people. It's called the United States Marine Corps. That's who protects our embassies. And not the locals. The locals are the ones who attacked us. And then after they did attack us, the very moment that this president found out that our embassy was on fire, under attack, our ambassador had gone missing. Where did our president go? Did he go running down to the Situation Room, which would have been his post? Did he do that? No. He went running upstairs to eat. Then after he gets done stuffing his fat face, did he finally then make it to the Situation Room? Well, no. He had to go out and have a couple of after-dinner cigarettes. Then after the cigarettes, did he go down to the Situation Room? Well, no. Evidently, what we're told, we don't really know what he did. Again, we have the most transparent administration in American political history, so we are left to guess at what our president did. We have the right to know where our president was, but did we find out? No. Will we? Well, it all depends. Maybe if we can get more seats in the House, take over the Senate, Maybe the House can vote John Boehner out and vote somebody responsible in. Maybe we can subpoena the president and force him to tell us where he was. I'm not putting any money down on that, but that's what should happen. Our president deserted his post in an act of war. He is no less of a deserter than Private Bergdahl. And that's right, Private Bergdahl, not Sergeant. You do not get promoted. I don't care what the Army says. I don't care what the Pentagon says. You do not get promoted for deserting. You desert your post. This is a Commander-in-Chief, the six-star general. Used to be you deserted your post during an act of war, during the battle. You got the firing squad. Well, I'm not asking for the firing squad. I'm not even asking for jail, which is exactly where he should be. I'm just asking for impeachment. And not just to impeach him, but to set an example for all future presidents, anybody in government. If you do not follow our Constitution, if you are going to treat your citizens as non-citizens, as criminals, as subjects, well, you're going to have to lose your job. Well, see, the problem is too many people in Congress are all connected together, whether they're Republican or Democrat. John Boehner, you're in the middle of all this crap. That's why you don't want to do anything, because you might get exposed yourself. Again, no other word here but coward. Coward, 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 and I'm sick and tired of it. Well, John Kerry, in a speech to the Center for American Progress, the Center for American Progress, where? Where is the American progress? I don't see any American progress. I see nothing but American degress. This is what this jerk had to say. Make no mistake. When the people of Israel are rushing to bomb shelters, when innocent Israeli and Palestinian teenagers are abducted and murdered, really? Excuse me. What Palestinian teenagers are abducted and murdered, you jerk? I only know of Israeli teenagers that are abducted and murdered. Abandoned car in the middle of a field. Israel does not do that to Palestinian teenagers. What the hell kind of a comment is this? How does this guy get away with this crap? When hundreds of innocent civilians have lost their lives, I will and we will make no apologies for our engagement. What? How do you respond to this level of stupidity? It's beyond ignorance, it's beyond stupid. This is deep in the realm of just plain dangerous now. God, I mean, these people, this whole administration is an embarrassment. And we have citizens in our own country supporting this crap. How the hell do you support this crap? How the hell do you get to a point in your life where this is the kind of nonsense that you support? How do you do that? Don't tell me, because I don't want to know. I don't want to be anywhere near like you. This is beyond criminal. I don't even know what the word is. I don't think there is a word in the English language. I know there's a lot of words. I've got a few choice words. But I don't think there is one word in the English language that can describe what the hell is going on in our government right now. Truly describe. I don't think there's a word. I don't think there's a word in any language. But I know it has to stop. And I know the only people that can stop it are us. So if we don't rise up, we don't start saying something, we don't start doing something, bitching, pissing and moaning, throwing fits, doing whatever you got to do, rabble rouse as much as you can. You got to make a big stink. The squeaky wheel gets the grease. Liberals are getting the grease. They're not shy. They'll stand up and bitch, piss, and moan. Well, that's what it takes, I guess. Leave us alone. Israeli's housing and construction minister, Yuri Ariel, told Army Radio, go focus on Syria. Well, no, the United States needs to start focusing on the United States. The White House said in a statement, building on Secretary Kerry's efforts, the president made clear the strategic imperative of insinuating an immediate, unconditional humanitarian ceasefire that ends hostilities now and leads to a permanent cessation of hostilities based on the November 12 ceasefire agreement. Well, first of all, this is not 2012. This is 2014. And secondly, when has Hamas ever agreed to a ceasefire? Well, they'll agree to it for a week. They've broken every ceasefire they have agreed to. There is no such thing as a ceasefire with these terrorists. There's no such thing as a ceasefire. A ceasefire to them is to, well, just time to go out and buy more rockets, machine guns, and bullets, and bombs. That's a ceasefire to them. See, when they want a ceasefire, it's because they're out of ammunition. Then they want a ceasefire. And if Israel says no, well, then, well, Israel's the bad guys. Well, Israel, don't give up. I don't care what the hell John Kerry says. I don't give a damn what this stupid president says. You have a perfect opportunity, and you're this close from wiping these bastards off the face of the earth, which I would love to see just one terrorist organization wiped off this earth. Just one. We start with one, and then we can work with another, and then another. And this is a world problem. It's going to take the world to fix it. And Muslims, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to do a lot of the work yourself. Actually, you're going to have to do most of the work, because these people that are attacking the world, those are your people. You got to police your own people. Now, I know it's very difficult. I know it's very scary. I know it is not going to be an easy task. Well, nothing's easy in this world. Nothing. We didn't get our freedom from easy tasks. It wasn't easy fighting the Revolutionary War, especially since we lost more battles than we won. But it was tenacity. That American spirit of never giving up. And it's not an American spirit. It's a human spirit of never giving up. When you know something is right, you don't give up. Regardless of how many toes you have to step on. Regardless of how many cheeks you have to slap. Regardless of how many eyes you have to poke and how many asses you have to kick. The president also reiterated that Israel has a right to defend itself from rocket attacks from Hamas. Really? You have the right to defend yourself, but don't. I mean, that doesn't even make any sense. How do you tell somebody, we want you to have a ceasefire immediately, but don't, but we support you defending yourself? I mean, am I the only one who doesn't understand this? I can't be. I mean, how do you respond to this? I don't know. Well, Mr. Ariel told Army Radio that Israel's offensive should be more aggressive. I agree. It should be more aggressive. It was obvious that the international pressure would mount eventually, he stated. We should have acted faster, harder, and with more determination. The rocket threats need to be tackled. The tunnel threat is being addressed, but not enough. That's true. They've got a lot of tunnels they haven't even found yet. And guess how those tunnels were made? Any idea? Why don't you try child labor? These Palestinians, there are a lot of Palestinians that they're actually being held captive by Hamas. There are some good Palestinians out there. And a lot of them are being held captive by these people. But we don't get to hear about the good ones. We can only get to hear about the bad ones. The problem is there are more bad ones than there are good ones. How could the Palestinian people rise up against these people? I don't know. It's going to take a world to stop it. The world needs to come together and put an end to terrorism all over the world. The Muslims are going to have to come together and fight it as well. We are all going to have to fight these people. All these terrorist organizations, they're all the same. They got a different name. What does that mean? Hamas, Hezbollah, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram. They're the same people. They have the same goal. Kill the infidel. That's it. That's their goal. Sharia law. That's it. These people are a threat to the world, a threat to the planet. And we have people in our own country. How could these people in this country, and people that I've known my whole life, how could they get to the point where they're this ignorant? I don't know. honest to good God Almighty and sweet blue heaven, I just, my brain cannot process this. I have no idea. I don't even think these idiots have any idea how they became so stupid. I'll tell you one way. Lazy. It takes a lazy mind. It takes a lazy mind to accept the unacceptable. Well, I don't have a lazy mind. I don't accept the unacceptable. Period. And I won't. I refuse. I refuse to comply. That's why a lot of people don't like me, because I refuse to flat refuse to comply to this new world order. And it's out there. And people have no idea. No idea that they're involved in the new world order, and they're out there promoting it, and they have no idea what they're promoting. That's how blind, that's how obtuse, that's how just lazy and feeble-minded these people are. And it's scary. This is a serious, serious threat. And these are people that live amongst us. These are our neighbors. These are our school teachers. These are our people in our government. These are our cops. These are us. We got a lot of fixing to do, a lot of it. We got a lot of work to do. And we don't have time to take a vacation. I'm sorry, but you're going to have to get off the couch, put down that bag of Cheetos, turn off that stupid Kim Kardashian show, and go to work. You can't get freedom unless you fight for it. And once you lose it, you're never going to get it back if you don't rise up and fight for it. Israel just right now, they've already got freedom. They just want peace. I don't think that's a big request of asking for peace. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe peace and freedom, you know, maybe those are dirty words now. Mr. Ariel claimed that the pressure from the White House for an immediate ceasefire was outrageous and would help Hamas. Well, of course it would. That's the point. They want Hamas to win. See, those are Obama's friends. The Muslim Brotherhood, Hamas, Al-Qaeda, those are his buddies. Those are the people that he hung around with in Indonesia. Those are the kinds of people his father hung around. Those are his friends. Those are his homies. Well, they're not my friends, and they're not my homies. And they never will be. Mr. Netanyahu said Monday that Israel won't end its offensive until Hamas's network of tunnels under Gaza has been neutralized. Well, good. Good. We have a perfect opportunity to wipe out one terrorist organization. Just one. And this president is making damn sure that it doesn't happen. Why? Again, I have no idea. I have no answer to that. We need to be ready for a prolonged campaign, Mr. Netanyahu said. We will continue to act aggressively and responsibly until the mission is completed to protect our citizens, soldiers, and children. You think we could get something like that from our president? Haven't heard it yet. And we want to fart around with a lawsuit. A lawsuit? Well, Turkey. This is also a not a very nice country. There's a lot of Muslim in this country. The Turks are not nice people. There are some that are nice. I've met them. I have become friends with people from Turkey. But their government, no. They're not nice people. They're not good people. They're now sending another flotilla called Freedom Flotilla 2. Freedom? Really? which they claim will carry humanitarian aid.
Really? Humanitarian aid?
But more like a whole bunch of weapons and a whole bunch of soldiers. They're not carrying no humanitarian aid. And our government wants to send $47 million to Gaza for humanitarian aid. Now, $47 million is going to go to. You think it's going to go to supply goat meat to the kids that are starving there in Palestine?
No.
It's going to buy more rockets. It's going to buy more machine guns, more bullets, more bombs. They're not going to feed their kids. That money's not going to go to them. That money's going to go straight to Hamas. So they can buy more weapons to attack Israel. And our government is going to allow this to happen to Mr. Boehner, you're not going to really allow this to happen, are you? Oh, that's right. You already gave the president an open checkbook. He's got till what? Middle of 2015 where he can write as many checks as he wants? So he doesn't even need to go to Congress. He can just whip out his magic little pen and woof, write another check. There you are. Here's $47 million, Hamas. And why are they so concerned with all of these Palestinian children? I'm not saying that we shouldn't be concerned with these innocent kids. But what about the Israeli kids? What about Israel, period? How come nobody's talking about them? And these children are not being killed by Israel. They're being killed by Hamas. When Hamas takes these children and puts them directly in the line of fire, knowing full well that this building is about to be blown up, that's not Israel killing these children. That's not Israel. That's Hamas. Hamas is killing the Palestinian people, not Israel. Let that be understood. But can we get anybody in the media to talk about that? Well, hell, not on CNN. Not on MSNBC, not ABC, CBS. I mean, this is just absolutely ridiculous. Turkey now. Well, the Turkey's prime minister, this is what the Turkey prime minister had to say last week. Israelis have no conscience. No conscience. No honor. No pride. So Israel has no conscience, no honor, and no pride. Those who condemn Hitler day and night have surpassed Hitler in barbarism. Really? So taking your own people and putting them in the direct line of fire, using the children as child labor to build your tunnels, that's not barbarism? Really? Huh. Those who condemn Hitler day and night have surpassed Hitler in barbarism. Let's see, how many people did Hitler actually kill? Well, we don't really know the real number, but it was well into the millions. Well into the millions. Wasn't in the hundreds. It was in the millions. And it wasn't just Jews that he killed. They killed their own people. They put their own people in concentration camps. I know that for a fact because my neighbors were one of them. I grew up in a German community. I'm German. My family came over in the early 1900s from what they called White Russia. You ever seen Fiddler on the Roof where all those people are leaving at the end? That was my family. They lived right next to the Jews. We were all right there together. My neighbors talked about the stories, and I watched them cry, talking about having to escape these concentration camps. These are Germans. real Germans from Germany having to escape German concentration camps because they didn't go along with Hitler. They had to learn how to beg in several different languages all across Europe until they made it to the United States. Tyranny does not care who they kill, whether you're the same race or same religion or not. It doesn't matter. Tyranny is not prejudice who it tyrannizes. There is no prejudice in tyranny. Tyranny tyrannizes, period. Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter your religion. Doesn't matter your skin color. Doesn't matter. They don't care. They'll kill anybody. As long as they have the total control and total power over you, they don't care. And again, I still would like to know why this I don't know what word I'm really looking for, but people just have to have total control over planet Earth. I don't know what the prize is once you get that total control. What is the prize? Is it a stuffed animal? Huh? What do you get? Do you get a check in the mail? What do you get? What do you get with all of this tyranny? What is that prize? What is that end game? What is the gain? What do you get? I don't know. There's no reason for human beings to have total control over anybody. You want to have total control? You have total control over yourself. That's the tyranny that you get. That's all the tyranny that you're allowed to have. It's the tyranny over yourself. You control yourself, the battle's won. You don't need to control anybody else. And I can't be controlled, just plain and simple. I can't be. I'm just one of those people. I cannot be controlled. And I refuse to be controlled. And you should refuse it too. I mean, this... Our president is, well, he's good friends with this Turkey prime minister. And he said it. He was the first person that he called when he won the election. Turkey. I would not consider Turkey a solid ally of the United States. I think they're more of a pseudo ally. They're not a real ally. I don't know if we've got any allies in the United States now. I mean, we're pissing away Israel. That was the only real ally that we had in the Middle East. Egypt was kind of an ally. Egypt is a hell of a lot more of an ally to the United States than our own government. And that is pathetic. I mean, what are you kidding me? Well, Obama calls this man a friend. Not an enemy, but a friend, a true friend. Also a partner in peace. Turkey. A partner in peace, really. And Glenn Beck, and I watched a little bit of a segment that he had on. I think it was yesterday or the day before. And he pointed out, but he didn't have to point it out to me. I seen it right away. The prime minister was talking and in the background, he had this logo, and it was very eerily similar to the Obama logo, you know, with the circle and then this road that went up there. Well, it was a road to nowhere is what it is. And why do you need a logo? You're running for president. You know what your logo is? It's the American flag. Old Glory. That's your logo. Presidents don't have logos. You're a politician. Why would you need a logo? Why would an administration need a logo? Think about that. Is that an administration or is it an organization? You're supposed to be an administration, not an organization. Well, that's what it is. It's the Obama organization, not the Obama administration. There's a big difference. A big difference between the two. We don't have logos. We got one logo in this country, and that is our flag. But we can't talk about that flag. We can't salute it. We can't fly it in our front yard. We can't do that. That's racist. That flag is racist. All right, and now we've got to turn our attention to the scallywag of the week. This woman, I don't know how you can get any dumber than this human being, if it is a human being. I think the jury's still out on whether Nancy Pelosi is actually a human being or not. I mean, she's right next to the crackheads like Hank Johnson, that stupid Sheila Jackass Lee. She's a moron. That Barbara Boxer. I mean, the list goes on and on with these idiots. But I don't have to tell you people how idiotic this creature is. And I got to call it a creature. I'd like to call it a human. It almost looks like one. But it certainly doesn't act like one. Certainly doesn't talk like one. I mean, you ever heard this woman speak once? You know without a shadow of a doubt, this woman is stupid. She is a stupid, stupid creature. Beyond stupid. I mean, these people are sick ignorant. They're not just ignorant, but they're sick ignorant. Actually, I don't think it's ignorant. I think it's more devious. Ignorant simply means lack of knowledge. They know. They've got the knowledge. But they're refusing to use it or accept it. That's called stupid. Stupid means you have the knowledge, but you are refusing to use it or accept it. And this woman thinks that we're stupid enough to believe this crap. Well, she was on with CNN's Candy Crowley. Ugh. Candy? That's another idiot. All right, we've got to play this nitwit here now, so you can have at least a chance to reorganize your dinner before the show ends, because you're going to lose your dinner. You're going to lose your dinner here in just a couple of minutes. Listen to the complete and total lack of conceptual understanding of what is actually happening in the world. Now, keep in mind, this thing, I guess you have to call it, was third in line of the presidency.
But let me just say that any missile that comes from someplace has a return address. And if Israel is responding to that address, then that's a shame that the Palestinians are using, are rumored to be using children and families as shields for their missiles. Should we all try to, first of all, avoid conflict? The Hamas initiated this. So, again, this has to be something where we try to have the two-state solution, that we have to support. We have to support Abbas and his role as leader there. We have to support the dome to protect the Israelis from the missiles. We have to support the Palestinians and what they need. And we have to confer with the Qataris, who have told me over and over again that Hamas is a humanitarian organization. Maybe they could use their influence to...
The U.S. thinks they're a terrorist organization, though, correct you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We've had that discussion.
All right. All right, now we got to break this down here. We're going to cover this. I mean, I swear to God, why isn't somebody in Congress, take this woman aside? So you ever make another stupid comment like what you just made right there on television? You're going to be out of here. We're going to kick you out of our party. Do they do that? No. They pat her on the back. Way to go, Nance. Way to go, Nance. Boy, you're a real trooper. And the way she's spitting and sputtering. I hate when she does that. Jesus Christ, start your motor and spit it out already, you idiot. First of all, Any missile that comes from someplace has a return address. Really? Wow. You see, I'm sitting over here and I didn't know that. I did not know that. Thank you for telling me. Thank you for telling me there, Nance. See, because I'm stupid. I won't know something like that. I don't have enough noodles in my head to figure something out like that. I need you, of all people, to tell me that when a missile is shot, that it has a return address. Really? We really need you to tell us this, huh, sweetie? This is intelligent conversation? What, are you kidding me? This is what offends me the most about people, thinking that they're so intelligent and we're so stupid that they need to tell us something like this. I find that very offensive when somebody always tries to tell you what you already know. They know it, so they've got to tell you because they've already assumed that you don't know it. They're the only ones that know it. They're the intelligent ones. They're not intelligent. You're an idiot. Only the elite can have this wisdom. And you peasants, you don't know anything until I tell you that you know it. I don't like being talked down to. It just pisses me off. I know it's small potatoes here. I know I'm splitting hairs, but I'm really not. I'm really not. On the surface, it may seem splitting hairs. But underneath, it's not. It's not. It's pretty big. And it is offensive. Very offensive. I mean, who the hell do these people think they are? Well, who the hell do these people think we are? And then this is oh my God, we haven't even got to the part that all right, just stop, calm down, breathe, so you can get through this. I told you I'm going to lose it tonight. I'm going to lose it. It's a shame that the Palestinians are using rumored to be using children and families as shields for their missiles. Excuse me? Rumored? Rumored? That's a rumor? That's a rumor now. Now it's not real. Now it's a rumor. Let me tell you something, sweetheart. That is not a rumor. They are using these children and families as shields. That's not a rumor. But see, she caught herself. Said, well, it's a shame the Palestinians are using, rumored. See, she doesn't want to piss off her base. She wants to get reelected. And her base is supporting Hamas. That's right. The Democratic Party of the United States of America is supporting Hamas. I know there's some that aren't, but it certainly seems like the majority of them are. Why? Again, the brain cannot process this stuff. I don't know. I do not know. But see, she wants to get reelected, and she doesn't want to upset her little base. So she has to throw that, oh, they're rumored. It's not a rumor. There's no rumor. It's not a rumor. It's fact. And then she has the gall to talk about a two-state solution. First of all, who the hell? Who the hell is the United States to be talking about a two-state solution? A two-state solution should be between Israel and the Palestinians, not the United States. Now, if they can figure out a way to have a two-state solution, that's up to them to figure it out. Who the hell is the United States to force these people into a two-state solution? What you put a two-state solution is not going to be a solution. You really think that Hamas is going to stop? You really think they're going to stop if you had a two-state solution? Plus, it wouldn't be a two-state solution. It would be a three-state solution. People forget about the West Bank. I mean, do you really think that Hamas is going to stop if they make Gaza and the West Bank their own country? Do you really think they're going to stop firing rockets into Israel? You think they're going to stop kidnapping teenagers and killing them and leaving them in an abandoned car in a field? Really? That's going to put an end to it all? A two-state solution is going to put an end to it. Really? Now this really pisses me off. We have to support a boss in his role as leader? A boss. This is the leader. This is the leader of the Palestinian people, which is basically a leader of Hamas. Well, it's not basic. It is. We have to support this man as his role as leader? No, we do not support a boss. I mean, how did this woman, why would she say something like this? Why would somebody in our government make a comment like this? I mean, does she understand what she's saying? Does she have any idea, any clue whatsoever of what she actually said? Obviously, she doesn't. Otherwise, she wouldn't have said it. We do not have to support a boss. A boss? We don't support him. What the hell is the matter with you? What the hell is the matter with you, Miss Pelosi, you idiot? And then she continues on with her confusion, claiming that we have to support Iron Dome to protect Israel from the missiles. Well, how the hell can you possibly support a boss, which is Hamas, and then support Israel with their Iron Dome? How do you do that? How do you support both? You don't. This woman's talking out of every orifice of her body and has no clue of what she says in either one of them. Oh, we have to support Palestinians for what they need. Oh, my God, woman. Breathe. And now we have to confer with the Qataris? Excuse me? We don't confer with the Qataris. We do not confer with the Qataris. We don't confer with anybody. What do you mean confer with the Qataris? Well, these are the people that are holding our Taliban 5. You remember them. They were released from Gitmo to bring home our deserter. And we want to confer with the Qataris? Now, this right here is where this moron flies completely off the edge of the earth. The Qataris have told me over and over again that Hamas is a humanitarian organization. Really? Well, I think it's the first sentence in their charter that says, that calls for the destruction of Israel. How many humanitarian organizations call for the destruction of another country? How many? How many humanitarian organizations call for the destruction and the annihilation of another country? Why would this woman say that? How could you possibly say that? How could you say that with a straight face, Ms. Pelosi? How the hell do you say that? They are not a humanitarian organization. I don't care what the Qataris tell you. What, because the Qataris tell you that Hamas is a humanitarian organization, you just have to believe it because the Qataris told you? Show me proof that Hamas is a humanitarian organization, and then you got something to talk to me about, sweetheart. Show me the proof. You got the proof? No. You don't. Why? Well, because there isn't any. How many humanitarian organizations store rockets and other heavy weapons in schools and hospitals? How many? Huh? How many humanitarian organizations store weapons in schools and hospitals? How many? Well, obviously only one. It's Hamas. And that's what they do. How many humanitarian organizations put women and children in the direct line of fire, knowing full well that they will be blown to bits just so they can propagandize the very people that they are attacking? How many humanitarian organizations do that? How many? Exactly.
None. Now, I'm going to play this part again here. Not the whole thing, just the last part. Now, I want you to listen to this woman's answer, or should I say non-answer, I should say. Candy Crowley asked her that you, well, they're talking over each other, but I had to play it a million times. I don't know if I got it exactly correct. But the U.S. thinks it's a terrorist organization. And then she had the word level in there. I don't know what the hell that meant. Maybe it was, she just misspoke. Or maybe that disgusting creep Nancy Pelosi was talking over her and you couldn't make it out. It's a combination of both. And then she asked, do you? Well, listen to Nancy Pelosi's answer. She doesn't answer the question. Just listen to it.
Listening to a terrorist organization, though, correct to you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We've had that discussion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You hear that? She couldn't answer the question. Play it again.
Listening to a terrorist organization, though, correct to you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We've had that discussion. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She wouldn't answer the question. Do you think Hamas is a terrorist organization? That was basically the question that Candy Crowley asked her. She wouldn't answer it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm is not an answer. Yes is an answer. But she didn't want to answer the question again. She doesn't want to upset her base. She wants a re-election. And then for her to say, well, we've had this discussion before, which in code means, how dare you, Ms. Crowley, ask me that question on live television where you're going to force me to say something and actually admit that Hamas is a terrorist organization. How dare you ask me that question on live television, knowing full well that this is an election year? You can't expect me to answer this question and piss off my base so they don't vote for me. That's what that was. That was a little scolding to Miss Candy Crowley, who dared to ask Nancy Pelosi, who used to be the third in line of our presidency, if she thinks that Hamas is a terrorist organization. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm is not an answer. I mean, my God, I just about reached through my computer today when I was watching this. I wanted to just reach through my computer and just yeah. Why are these people allowed to make these comments? You know, Candy Crowley, you should have stood up and you should have let her have it. You should have let her have it, Candy. But see, I think deep down inside, Candy, since you're all together, all liberals stick together. I think Candy Crowley believes in it too. Obviously, she didn't hold her feet to the fire. She didn't argue. What, Nancy Pelosi is beyond reproach? Oh, well, if I don't want to upset her, I'll never get another interview. Well, you don't have an interview in the first place if you're not going to ask her the tough questions. You're not going to hold her feet to the fire. You're not going to say, hey, Ms. Pelosi, is not an answer. What is the answer? Do you think you, Ms. Nancy Pelosi, the minority leader of the House, do you think Hamas is a terrorist organization? Yes or friggin' no. But she wouldn't. Candy Crowley is another coward. Candy Coward. Oh, I've got it right here. It's the president. He said it was a terrorist act. Oh, no. The president never said that Benghazi was a terrorist act. Still to this day, our president has not said that Benghazi was a terrorist act. Still to this day. Still has yet to admit it. Still to this very day. A senior United States official leaked an audio recording of a telephone conversation between Obama and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. In it, the 35-minute conversation, which took place on Sunday, our president, which I hate calling him president, I mean, everything that I've had to eat in the last 20 years comes right up to the top of my throat. Every time I have to call this man President Obama, I mean, the two words, I mean, it's an oxymoron. You're not a president, Mr. Obama. Presidents don't desert their post. Presidents uphold and defend our United States Constitution. That's what presidents do. Presidents do not destroy our Constitution. They defend it. They protect it. They uphold it. That's what presidents do. You are not a president. I don't know what the hell you are. You're a creep. I can tell you that. Only a creep would do something like this. Only a creep. Held in the position that this man is. Only a creep would not uphold and defend the Constitution. Only a creep would go out of its way to destroy that Constitution. Remove as many rights and liberties and freedoms from its citizens as it possibly could. That's a creep. And that's you. I'm sorry. Again, we don't sugarcoat anything on this program. One, I just simply don't know how to do it. I do not have the skills. I admit it. That's one of my faults. I have no ability to sugarcoat. I just don't know how to do it. I've never been able to do it. I don't even know where to start. I don't know how to do it. So I can't call you president. Well, for this moving this conversation on, president appears downright hostile at points, and even cuts off Mr. Netanyahu. Mr. Netanyahu is a president. He acts like a president. He acts like a leader of a country. That's what a leader. Here's what you do, Mr. Obama. You want to find out how to lead your country? Why don't you just watch Mr. Netanyahu? For 5 minutes is all you need to do. Actually, for 1 minute. 10 seconds. 10 seconds. And you learn how to lead a country. Even cuts off Mr. Netanyahu in the middle of his talking. He's got to cut him off. Who the hell are you, Mr. Obama, to cut off anybody? And who the hell are you to even, first of all, what are you even doing talking to Mr. Netanyahu? Other than to say, Mr. Netanyahu, what do you need from the United States? Huh? Need a couple planes? Need some weapons? Need a helicopter? You need a couple of bombs? You need some rockets yourself? What do you need? Do you need to wipe out this terrorist organization? Whatever you need, sir, if we've got it, we can deliver it to you, we'll give it to you. Because we want Hamas wiped off the face of the earth as well. Because if you think for 1 second that Hamas, any of these terrorist organizations, which are all the same, I know they got different names, blah, 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 but they're all the same. If you think for 1 second that these people will not come to the United States, think again, they're already here. Did we not learn anything from 9/11? We want another 9/11? Is that what we want? We're going to get one. I'm sorry, again, I can't sugarcoat it. I got to tell the truth. We are going to get another 9/11. And why? Well, because we're opening the door. Come on in, attack us. Bring your gang members. Bring all your people. We don't care who you are. Come on in. We'll give you food and clothes. And we'll bathe you. We'll scrape all the bugs off of you, and we'll even give you a bus ride to Walmart. Come on in. You don't think for 1 second that's going to destroy this country? Think again. Well, the following now is an excerpt of this conversation. Just a little bit, but you're gonna hear the disdain. I'm not gonna play it. I'm gonna read it because I don't have the copy of it. I wish I did, but I don't. Maybe I can find it. I tried finding it. I couldn't find it. But I at least have the transcript. Obama, I demand. You demand? Demand? You don't demand anything. I mean, who the hell? I mean, who the hell do you think you are? You don't call up a country that has been bombed and 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 demand anything from this country. Who the hell does this man think that he is, that he is going to tell Netanyahu, I demand? Well, who are you? You don't demand anything. I demand that you start following our Constitution. I demand that you read it first. Then I demand that you understand it, which I don't think you have the ability to understand it. You see, because there's a whole bunch of stuff in here called freedom and liberty and rights. and logic and common sense. So I don't expect you to understand our nation's constitution. I demand that Israel agrees to an immediate unilateral ceasefire and halt all offensive activities, particularly airstrikes. Now, you know I can't say that word particularly. I suffer from a broken left-handed tongue, and there's not a damn thing in the world I can do about it. I've tried to get a new one, but it doesn't work. There are certain words that I just cannot pronounce. There's nothing I can do about it. It is what it is. But for you to demand they halt all offensive activities? Well, first of all, Mr. Obama, or Mr. Satoru, whatever you are, those activities that Israel is engaged in are not offensive. They are defensive, you freaking idiot. Do you not know the difference between offense and defense? What's the matter with you? Who the hell, you don't demand anything. I mean, this is just the first sentence. We haven't even got to the rest of it yet. And I'm already in Deep Space Nine. Halt all offensive activities, especially airstrikes? What do you expect them to do? Huh? What do you expect Israel to do? Don't fire back. You're just going to upset them. Just let them fire the rockets and just let them get it out of their system. Don't upset them. Stop. What do you expect them to do, you idiot? I mean, this man is more moronic every day. I mean, my God. I tell you, anybody who voted for this man, you are a lost cause. And I knew it from the very beginning. I knew this man was going to be the worst president this country has ever seen. And he has, he's not disappointed. I can tell you that. Then Netanyahu says, well, what will Israel receive in return for a ceasefire? Of course, he has to ask that question because they've had how many ceasefires have they had and how many of them has Hamas broke? All of them. Obama, I believe that Hamas will stop firing rockets. Silence will be met with silence. Really? Really, sweetie? So if Israel is just supposed to just stop, then Hamas will stop. Well, they'll only stop long enough to reload. But yeah, they'll stop. Netanyahu, Hamas violated all five previous ceasefires. It is a terrorist organization which is dedicated to the destruction of Israel. Then Obama, I repeat. Oh, I repeat. What did you repeat? Shut up. I repeat, shut up. How about that, Obama? I repeat and expect. I mean, just listen to this. Who the hell are you to expect anything? You got a lot of work to do in this country, and then now you're over there telling Israel how to run theirs? I mean, what the hell? I repeat and expect Israel to unilaterally stop all its military activity. I mean, the nerve of this guy. I mean, he already thinks he's king of the United States. Now he's king of the world? Huh? Turd Mountain, that's it. Kerry's proposal, this is Netanyahu now, Kerry's proposal was completely unrealistic and gives Hamas the military and diplomatic advantage. Well, of course it does. That's the point. They want Hamas to win. You see, Democrats don't like Jews for whatever reason, and there's a lot of Jews in Israel, if anybody's unaware. Obama, within a week of the end of Israel's military activities, Qatar and Turkey will begin negotiations with Hamas on the basis of the 2012 understanding. Really? Turkey? Turkey's bringing over another flotilla. Turkey's ready to go to war. They're not interested in any negotiations for peace. Including Israel's commitment to removing the siege and restrictions on Gaza. I mean, again, this is not 2012. This is right now. This is right now. And what does it matter?
Did they broke the 2012
so-called ceasefire. You can't call it a ceasefire. A ceasefire means that you, well, cease firing. When you continue to fire rockets, that's not a ceasefire. That's a continue to fire, not a ceasefire. Do you understand the difference, Obama? I thought you were a constitutional scholar. I thought you were supposed to be smart. According to your propaganda minister, old Valerie Goebbels, there's nobody smarter than Obama. He's it. Nobody's smarter than him. He's the smartest human being on earth. Well, that's why Hillary Clinton doesn't like him very well. That's why they don't get along, because, see, Hillary, in her mind, is the smartest creature on earth. You didn't know that? Oh, yeah. She's the first woman to ever be born with a brain. And it's bigger than men's. There's nobody smarter than Hillary Clinton. And yet, what evidence is there to back up Hillary Clinton is intelligent? Oh, that's right. She was a lawyer. Well, she was a very crooked lawyer. And if it wasn't for, well, her husband's contacts and his friends and his position of power, you'd still be in jail, Miss Clinton. You understand? You never got anywhere without your husband. You never got anywhere by yourself, Miss Clinton. And what she did as the so-called first lady, which I hate that term. I've never liked that term, first lady. First lady to me is my mom. But what did she do as first lady? Oh, that's right. She had tea parties. And she single-handedly peace in Northern Ireland with a tea party. Really? You served tea? That must have been some magic tea you were serving there, Ms. Clinton. Remember her little health care escapade? Well, the entire Congress unanimously shot it down. She was told, under no uncertain terms, Ms. Clinton, you're not allowed to play in any more reindeer games, see, because, well, you're not qualified to make any, well, suggestions to anything because, well, you're stupid. Your ideas are stupid. You're stupid. You're not smart. You may think you're smart. You got a piece of paper that says you're smart, but that's it. Your actions do not show that you're smart. Here's what you do. You go back and do what first ladies are supposed to do. And stay the hell out of the way. Let your husband be president. You're not president. You were not on the ticket. Nobody voted for you. They voted for your husband, which I didn't. I never would. I never liked him from the very beginning. I don't like any of these people anymore, Republican or Democrat. So she was told, no, you can't do this anymore. And her idea was stupid. It was even worse than this Obamacare, which this Obamacare is a complete nightmare. They don't even understand it. They have no idea what they wrote. They just got together with all their little liberal friends, all their little communist buddies, and they just threw a whole bunch of crap into a pile and said, wrap it up. Don't anybody read it, because one, you're not going to be able to understand it, and two, we don't have time to read it. We just have to vote for it. Well, every single member of those of Congress that voted for this sight unseen should be removed from their job. But what did you people do? You voted these bastards in again. Well, you people deserve people like that, but the rest of us don't. So the next time you're going to vote for some jackass like that, at least think of somebody else. Think about your neighbor. You may want this crap, but maybe your neighbor doesn't. Well, they can't do that. They're not going to do that. Come on. Continuing on, Mr. Netanyahu, Qatar and Turkey are the biggest supporters of Hamas. It is impossible to rely on them to be fair mediators. Well, of course. You think Qatar and Turkey? Qatar and Turkey? As far as I'm concerned, Qatar and Turkey are terrorist organizations amongst themselves. And Obama wants them to be mediators? All right. Move on. Obama, I trust Qatar and Turkey. Well, of course you do. Those are your friends. Those are your little terrorist buddies. Of course you trust them. I trust Qatar and Turkey. And Israel is in no position to choose its mediators. I mean, did you believe that? Can you believe that Obama said that to Netanyahu? I mean, it's bad enough that he said that he trusted Qatar and Turkey, which really shows this man's ignorance. But then to say that Israel is in no position to choose its mediators? What? What are you, what? Israel is in no position to choose its mediators? How, why would you say something like that? How? First of all, how do you get a thought like that into your head? How do you do that? Well, again, these are things that my brain just cannot process. His brain obviously can. And I'm glad I don't have a brain like his. I wouldn't want to process that. And then Netanyahu. I object. Well, good. I object because Hamas is able to continue and to fire rockets and to use tunnels for terrorist attacks. And in the middle, now Obama interrupts him. The ball is in Israel's court. It is obligated to end all military activities. Now, can you believe that? He's going to interrupt Netanyahu. You don't interrupt anybody, Obama. You shut up. You don't interrupt. You shut up. That's what you do. You shut up. Zip it, Zippy. The ball is in Israel's court? The ball's in Israel's court to shove it up Hamas's ass. And Israel is obligated? They're not obligated. They're not obligated to end all military activities. Hamas should be obligated to end all military activities. As far as I'm concerned, Israel is obligated to, well, to increase military activities until Hamas is no more. But again, that's me. I'm the crazy one. I'm the whack job. I'm the wacko. Unbelievable, these people. Unbelievable. Well, on Sunday, now this is par for the course now. On Sunday, Mr. Obama and his fat wife released a statement thinking, now get this now. If you haven't fallen off your chair, if you haven't lost your dinner yet, well, get ready. Buckle up. Release a statement thanking Muslim Americans for their many achievements and contributions to building the very fabric of our nation and strengthening the core of our democracy. Now, can you believe that? Let me read this again. Because I'm pretty sure that if you haven't heard this already, that you did not believe what I just said. So I'm going to read it again, word for word, verbatim. On Sunday, president in name, Pin, that's who he is, Pin, president in name, Pin Obama, and his fat wife released a statement thanking Muslim Americans for their many achievements and contributions to building the very fabric of our nation and strengthening the core of our democracy. Excuse frickin' me? They did not have anything to build the fabric of our nation. They had nothing to do with the fabric of our nation. Nothing. Did they fight in the Revolutionary War?
Because that's where our very fabric of our nation started. They didn't build that. They had nothing to do with building the fabric of our nation. Freedom had everything to do with building the fabric of our nation. Our people stood up to tyranny and never gave up until the war was over, until we won. That is what built our very fabric of our nation. Understanding that there was a better way to live, that people should be allowed to be free. Fabric of our nation. I mean, how do you say something like this as the president of our United States? How do you do that? I don't know. I do not know. As far as I'm concerned, the man should be impeached just for a statement like that. I know he has the right. The Constitution gives him the right to free speech. But, I mean, my God. I mean, why? Why would he say something like that? I am convinced now. I wasn't convinced, you know, when there was a lot of people at the very beginning in 2008 calling him a Muslim. And I thought, well, okay, blah, 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 blah. I never really gave it a whole heck of a lot of no, never mind. Because I really didn't care. I didn't like him. I could care less what his stupid religion is. But now I am convinced this man is more Muslim than ever before. I am thoroughly convinced now. He may call himself a Christian. Well, you can call yourself anything you want to. It's your actions. Your actions are what you are. A lot of people call themselves all kinds of stuff. Doesn't mean that they are. This man calls himself a constitutional scholar. A professor. He was not a professor. He's not a constitutional scholar. The man doesn't understand the Constitution. He has no concept of this document. He knows how to pervert it. He's pretty good at that. But he certainly doesn't understand it. He doesn't know how to defend it. Doesn't know how to uphold it. I mean, there's nothing left. I don't think there's anything that this president hasn't destroyed in our nation's Constitution. I don't think there's anything. I mean, it's shredded. Well, I mean, just what this man has done to the preamble of the Constitution is grounds for dismissal as far as I'm concerned. And then what he's done to the body, completely ignored, he doesn't even acknowledge Article 1. What legislative branch? What is that? Legislative branch? Oh, no, I'm a king. I don't need a legislative branch. I got a pen. I got a phone. And by God, I'm going to use it, too. Well, I got a pen, too. I can use it. You can shove it right up your ass. How about that? Do not eat or drink in front of Muslims and learn more about their religion. Get this. Guess where that came from? Take a guess where that came from. You're not going to believe it, but it's true. That is a directive that has gone out to active duty military personnel at the Uniformed Services University of Health Sciences, a Department of Defense Medical and Graduate School in Bethesda, Maryland. Believe it or not. They've already done this before. They've already done it before, and now they're doing it again. I mean, there's enough Christians being attacked all over the world. And now this president has to attack them in our very own country? Our very own country. You have to sit here and attack the Christians. Which is more proof that this man is not a Christian. He's not a Christian. He said he was a Christian to get elected. The brigade, the brigadier commander, or the brigade commander. Can you read tonight, Captain? The brigade commander, not only do I suffer from a broken left-handed tongue, but half the time I suffer from a broken left-handed eyeball. I can't read. I can't speak. What the hell am I doing on the air? I don't know. Well, if this man can be president of the United States, I suppose I can have a blog talk radio program. So there you have it. The brigade commander sent an email to military personnel at the faculty last month, just right before the start of Ramadan, advising them to show respect to the Muslim colleagues. Period of great personal restraint and commitment, in addition to renewed focus on worship. The brigade, I can't say that word, brigade commander, Colonel Kevin Glass, G-L-A-S-Z. Well, Colonel, you're an ass. Why you would send this, I don't know. Why you would agree to send it if you were told to send it, again, I don't know. I don't know. But it's very difficult for me to call somebody like this, a colonel. You're supposed to be an officer. You are an officer. Officers don't act like that. Do you not have any respect for our country? This is the amount of respect that you're going to give this country? That's not respect. That's disdain. That's disrespect. That's offensive. And downright freaking rude. And just plain wrong. This is what he wrote. I'd like to encourage you to learn just a little more about this religion. But more importantly, I'm asking you to be considerate and do not consume food or drink in front of our Muslim colleagues. It is a simple yet respectful action. Really? Do they respect our religion, you know, like Christmas and Easter and that kind of stuff? No. This commander also provided a link to a website about Islam and specifically Ramadan. Well, why should we have to learn that? If we want to learn it, don't you think that the person has the right to learn it on their own? We got to be forced to learn this crap? And we're not allowed to eat or drink in front of a Muslim? Really? So they're allowed to do whatever they want to do in front of us, but we're not allowed to be free in our own country around them. Who the hell are them? This is a free country. They must respect our way of life. Now, if they don't like what we do, they don't like the fact that we eat bacon, they don't have to eat it. You don't have to eat it. But you don't have to take it away from me because I do eat it. And if you want to starve yourself, I never believed in fasting anyway. I know a lot of Christians, they fast too for certain different things. I never believed in fasting. I never could buy into it. I know my church as a kid, they did it. I can't remember what it was. Again, I'm really not all that religious, but I'm going to have a problem with religion. I don't care what people believe in. You can believe whatever you want to. But I never believed in fasting was, I just never believed that was good. To me, it just seemed like, why are you, it just seemed to me that it was more of a sin to, I guess, punish yourself, to starve yourself. To me, it just seemed like a sin. It seemed a little hypocritical, but that's just me. I'm crazy. I'm a wacko. I admit it. But if you want to fast, I don't care. You're not hurting me. You're not hurting anybody. You have the right to fast if you want to. I do not have the right to tell you that you can't. And I don't care if you do. But for you to tell me that I can't eat and drink in front of somebody who's fasting, that's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous. They got to have respect for our way of life. Our way of life is we eat and we drink. So they must understand that. And if they don't, they can get the hell out and take our president with you and his whole family and his whole cabinet. I mean, this is ridiculous. Now, that raised a lot of ire to a lot of officers and doctors training at this facility. Several of them reached out to this reporter, and I can't remember where I got this from. I'm sorry, I should have had that down there. I can't remember where I got this from. Reached out to this reporter with their concerns. provided that this reporter did not disclose their names. Well, of course, you can't disclose your names. You can't. You got freedom of speech, but you're not allowed to, well, let anybody know that it was you that spoke. Now, how's that freedom of speech? I don't know. Doesn't seem like freedom of speech to me. But again, I know. I'm a wacko. I'm a crazy man. I respect the intention behind this email, but note that there is no similar call honoring our faiths. This was from a Marine. He also says there is no similar invitation for non-Jewish colleagues to refrain from eating leavened products during Passover, or non-Christian colleagues to refrain from eating meat during Lent. So you can't have any goat during Lent. So how about that? The entire incident smells of political correctness, the Marine said. Well, it smells of a whole lot more than that. Our veterans have sacrificed too much blood, sweat, and tears to have their own rights and freedoms be sacrificed on the altar of progressive political correctness. Well, good for you. Whoever this Marine was, I'd like to shake this bastard's hand. Good for you, sir. Whoever you are. Good for you. Good for you. Another individual who studies at the USU was concerned about the wording of the email could be construed as an order and one that violates the First Amendment freedom of everyone who received it. Well, it's not could, it is. It is a violation, a direct violation of your First Amendment. It's just a direct violation of you as a human being is what it really is. You want to get right down to it. This is an appalling violation, especially coming on the heels of so many instances where those of conservative Christian faith in the military are vilified. Last Christmas, soldiers at Camp Shelby in Mississippi were told during a diversity briefing that they could not use the word Christmas. Imagine that, you can't use the word Christmas. Isn't that an offensive word? Don't you get offended when you hear somebody saying Merry Christmas? I know it offends me, boy. I tell you, those are some fighting words. How dare you tell me Merry Christmas, you racist bastard. That's right, Christmas. Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. A VA hospital in Texas refused to accept holiday cards, and I think I talked about this. Matter of fact, I think I still got that story somewhere in my computer, but I remember talking about this. This was over the holidays, over Christmas. A VA hospital in Texas refused to accept holiday cards from boys and girls because the cards mentioned Christmas and God bless you. Imagine that. You're a veteran. You finally found a doctor. You're stuck in the hospital. You can't go anywhere. Your legs have been blown off. You can't move, you've got no family, you got no friends, you're sitting there, and some little boy and girl decides that, hey, you know, I want to send this guy a Christmas card because he doesn't have anybody. He doesn't have any family, he doesn't have any friends, and he just wants a Christmas card. But you can't do that because it says Christmas on it. So it's bad enough they're not going to give these veterans any treatment, now they can't get a Christmas card. Because that would offend who? Who would that offend? Who would that offend? It would offend nobody. Well, I did a lot of work at the veterans when I was a kid with my grandfather. With the church that we went to, we would go help the veterans go to church on Sunday. So after church, me and Grandpa, and I was a little kid, we would go down to the VA. We had a local VA. And we would wheel. They were all on wheelchairs. Most of them couldn't walk. And if they did, we had to help them. I was too little of a kid to hold these people up and walk them. But I was big enough where I could wheel them on a wheelchair. And I would wheel them into their church. Some went to the Catholic. They had another church. I think there was on Saturdays, there were some of the Jews. We went on there. I know it was a weekend. It was every weekend. This was at least 40 years ago. This was a while ago. And we went out, and they think us. Some of them said, no, I don't want anything to do with it. And, okay, fine, we left them alone. They didn't bitch, piss, and moan. They didn't get offended. They just said, no, I don't want to go to church. All right, fine. Do you want to go to church? Well, yeah, I do. Okay. Come on. Take you to your church. And they would go to church, and they welcomed it. What's wrong with that? Now, the men that didn't want to go to church, they weren't offended. They didn't get hurt. They didn't bleed. They weren't offended at all. They said, no, we don't want to go to church. Okay, fine. I still remember doing that, and I had a lot of fun doing that. I helped these guys out. And I seen a lot of guys at a very young age with a lot of very, very horrific. I'm going to tell you, Vietnam. Vietnam was not very kind to those soldiers at all. I've seen some legs and some bodies that were just, I mean, absolutely, you can't describe it until you've seen it. And some of them, it makes you sick. It really does. But I didn't have any trouble going in and talking to them. I wasn't supposed to. Some of these guys, you weren't allowed to go in there because their injuries were very horrific. But I did it anyway. I wasn't really looking at their leg. I just was talking to them. We were talking about the weather. We were just talking. And that's all these guys want is just somebody. They just want contact. They don't get contact. These guys are stuck in these rooms. These were young kids, man. And I could tell they were not old men. They were young, and they had nobody. And so when they saw a child coming in and just having a conversation with them, and yeah, some of them did tear up. All they wanted was just simple human contact. But we can't do that anymore. It's offensive. Merry Christmas. This is just absolute. This is insane. They also had a nativity scene near a lake. Oh, my God. Put up a nativity scene. That's another. Oh, man, that's terrible. Oh, my God. I can't tell you how many people lost their lives by looking at a nativity scene. Oh, it's horrific. A nativity scene near a lake on Shaw Air Force Base in South Kakalaki, of all places, was removed because someone complained. Well, why don't we move? I want to complain about this bastard who complained. So why don't you remove this bastard who complained? Because that's my complaint. I want him removed or her removed. Or should I say it removed? These aren't people. People don't do this. Ron Cruz, he's the executive director of the Chaplain Alliance for Religious Liberty. He said, our troops are being told to respect the Muslim Ramadan and encouraged to say Ramadan Kareem. Whatever that's supposed to mean, I don't know. I guess it means happy Ramadan or whatever. It's like saying Merry Christmas to a Christian, but to a Muslim, it's Ramadan Kareem. Fine, whatever. You can be a Muslim. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with any religion. I have a problem with what you do with that religion. What you do, period. That's the problem that I have. Encouraged to say Ramadan Kareem, while at the same time, they cannot have a cross on chapels. Can't have a cross in a chapel. A chapel. Well, how come we can say Ramadan Kareem, but we can't say Merry Christmas? That doesn't make any sense to me. That just doesn't make any sense. I'm sorry, but that colonel who sent out that email, okay, Mr. Obama, I know you love firing military personnel. You just fired 20,000 Marines. Why? What happened to this guy? Did you miss him? Well, put him on your list there and fire that son of a bitch. What's the matter with these people? I mean, this is ridiculous. He goes on, I think that if there were emails about other faith traditions, this email would not have been so offensive. Islam appears to have a protected status while Christians are increasingly vilified. Well, that's true. They are. You don't believe me? Go to Iraq. Find out how many Christians are not vilified. Find out how many of them are still alive. Unbelievable. Well, I want to thank everybody for listening tonight, everybody on their smartphones and all of those that are going to download later. Thank you much. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here. If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't be here. So thank you very much, and we will see you back here tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Goodbye, everybody. You feel that?